奉主耶稣圣名，继续来探讨圣经里面的真理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, continue to study the truth in the Bible.
今天下午我们来一起查考巴兰的路。
And this afternoon, I would like to share the topic of Balaam's way with you.
巴兰是一个人物。
Balaam is a character.
那他是其实他是一个圣经说他是一个术士，就是他是可以行法术的人。
And the Bible calls him a sorcerer, so he can work with magic.
我们请看约书亚记第十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 13.
约书亚记十三章。
Joshua 13.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
约书亚记十三章二十二节说：那时以色列人在所杀的人中，也用刀杀了比尔的儿子。术士巴兰。
The children of Israel also killed with the sword Balaam, the son of Beor, the soothsayer, among those who were killed by them.
那这是约书亚记已经记载，这些神的百姓呢，已经进到迦南地区，他们也把这些当地的人，大部分的都把他除灭了。
And so here it recorded the children of Israel have entered into the land of Canaan and they have killed the inhabitant of the land.
十三章就在说明他们当时候所分配的土地。
And chapter 13 also recorded the division of lands.
就是说他们接下去要怎么分配神所应许的他们这一个产业给这些各支派的人居住。
That is to say how they would divide the land, the inheritance of God to all the people.
那他们当时候在回忆在他们这个征战的过程当中所杀的人里面有一个叫做术士巴兰。
And they recall that among the men that they were killed, one of them were the soothsayer Balaam.
那这个巴兰这个人物他这里称他做术士，其实在新约圣经里面称他做先知。
And here, they call Balaam soothsayer, but in the New Testament, they actually call Balaam a prophet.
那在民数记里面呢，也就记载他这个人他所做过的事情。
And in the book of Numbers, it recorded the actions that Balaam had took.
他最后被杀了哈。
And in the end, he was killed.
那我们再来看一节经文，来看《民数记》的第三十一章。
And let's turn to Numbers chapter 31.
民数记三十一章我们请读第八节
Let's read verse 8.
这是说在记载百姓在进迦南地以前他们在约旦河东跟米甸人曾经发生过一场战役。
And so this record the battle that happened between the Israelites and the Midianites.
那第三十一章呢，他特别在记录他们打仗所杀的人里面呢，看第七节那里说，杀了他们所有的男，就是米甸人的男丁在第八节，那在所杀人当中呢，就有一个叫做比尔的儿子巴兰。
So here in verses 7 and 8, they recall the people they have killed. When they have this battle with the Midianites, just as the Lord commanded Moses, and one of them is Balaam, the son of Beor.
他这个时候他就没有说他是什么样的职称的他们不是术士，他就是纯粹只是谁的儿子巴兰。
So here he didn't call Balaam by profession, but here it just says Balaam, son of Beor.
那我们都知道，所以这个人最后被杀了。
So we know that this person, at the end, he was eventually killed.
但是巴兰这个人是很特殊的。
But he's a very special character.
他是比尔的，他是非以色列人，他是外邦人呢。
He's not an Israelite. He is a Gentile.
那他的名字多次的有四次在新约圣经里面被提到。
And his name was mentioned 4 times in the New Testament.
被提到的时候，通常都是一个负面的教训。
But whenever he was mentioned, it was normally a negative way or a negative teaching.
圣经特别新约的作者在提醒主的门徒的时候，就以巴兰所走的路来做一个见解，要大家小心。
And so the authors of the New Testament books often use Balaam's way as a reminder or warning towards their teaching.
我们来看彼得后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter
2. 第二章我们来看一下第十四节。
Verse 14.
二章十四节，他说：“他们满眼是银色，止不住犯罪。那心不坚固的人，心中习惯的贪婪，正是被咒诅的种类。”
Verse 14, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, they have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children.
十五节，他们离弃正路，就走岔了，随从比尔的。比尔之子巴兰的路，巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。
15, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
第十六节，他却为自己的过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴以人言拦阻先知的狂妄。
16, but he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet.
你看他这里就当时候彼得是在提醒信徒要小心那一些传异端的在教会里面作乱的人。
And so here Peter was warning the members to be careful of all the false teachers of those who have spread false teaching.
那当时候这些假教师呢，他们是离弃正路走差了。
And so all these false teachers, they have gone astray from the right way.
也就是说，他们其实并不是在跟随耶稣，不是在走这条正路。
So, and that is to say, they are not following the Lord Jesus. They are not walking on the right way.
他们反而是跟从了巴兰。
On the contrary, they follow the way of Balaam.
所以他说他们是随从比尔之子巴兰的路。
And therefore, he says that they follow after the way of Balaam, the son of Beor.
所以他们就好像是巴兰的。跟从者一样。
So we can say they are the followers of Balaam.
巴兰曾经走过一段路程，但他的结果是被杀。
And Balaam has walked on a certain way, and then the result of that, or at the end of that, he was killed.
所以这条走差的路，这个巴兰的最后是导致灭亡的。
And because the way that Balaam followed that deviate from the true way leads him to destruction.
那他特别在说这个巴兰是。贪爱不义之工价的人。
And it is also says that Balaam is the one who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
他说他为自己的过犯受责备他的责备就是那个他所骑的那一头驴用人的话来骂他。
And here it says that he was rebuked for his iniquity by a dumb donkey.
因为他当时候的行为是狂妄的。
Because his action at the time was madness.
也就是说。他其实不知道他自己在做什么。
That is to say, he didn't know what he was doing.
那他的眼睛好像是瞎了一样。
It seems like his eyes were blind.
所以巴兰呢，他走在一条贪财的路上。
And so Balaam was walking on a greedy way.
那他那个财是不义之财。
And the and his and the materialist thing that he aimed after are the way of unrighteousness.
那他当时候走在一条会被责备的路上。
And he walks on the way that leads him to being rebuked.
他走在那条路上也是狂妄的路。
And the road that he walks in is the road of madness.
那我们今天都是在跟从主的。
And so today we all follow after Christ.
我们绝对不会想要说我现在走这条路最后是想要灭亡。
And we would not follow Christ and thinking that it will lead us into destruction.
我们都希望说我们跟从主最后能够进天国得救的。
All of us hope that we can follow Christ all the way to enter into the heavenly kingdom and be saved.
但是我们如果不小心，很有可能会走上像巴兰这条路哦。
But if we are not careful, we might walk on Balaam's way.
巴兰他有一个很深刻一般的人所没有的过的经历。
And Balaam had one experience that most people would not experience.
他曾经跟神非常的亲密。
He used to be very close to God.
也就是说，神把他的话放在他的嘴巴里面。
That is to say, God had put His word in His mouth.
那他就是传讲神的话语了。
And he conveyed the messages of God.
所以他就成为先知。
Therefore, he became prophet.
所以先知是因为他的口曾经被神用了去讲神的话。
And a prophet is a man whose mouth has been used to convey the words of God.
可是现在巴兰最后竟然是灭亡。
But at the end, Balaam hath walked into destruction.
好，所以这个巴兰这个人物啊，到底是怎么一回事呢？
So what happened to Balaam?
我们继续看那个犹大书第十一节。
Let's turn to the book of Jude 11.
犹大书第十一节。
Book of Jude 11, verse 11.
这里也是一样哦，他说，他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔。并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
11 Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedy in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah.
这个巴兰哈，他是为了利哈啊，一直往前直奔，走在一条路，所以是冲得很快的。
And so Balaam was walking very fast, greedily on the way to profit.
走在这条路上人是有祸的。
And those who walk on this way is has woe.
圣经提出这一节里面提出三个人物：该隐、巴兰跟可拉。
This verse mentioned three characters: Cain, Balaam, and Korah.
那这些人最后都灭亡。
All of them were destroyed.
那特别提出巴兰就是为了利益贪财。
And this especially point out that what Balaam did was for profit.
那这个彼得在写信的时候，提到了，现在犹大也是提到那个巴兰的问题。
So, Peter mentioned Balaam in his epistle as well as Jude.
那我们现在看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
启示录二章十四节说：“然而有几件事我要责备你，因为。”在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
14. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idol, and to commit sexual immorality.
那这个是提到这个巴兰的教训，他是叫人去吃拜偶像的物，又去犯奸淫的。
And so this mentioned the doctrine of Balaam, which teaches people to eat food sacrificed to idol and to commit sexual immorality.
因为他知道，他其实知道神的原则，就是巴兰本身他知道神认为什么是对的，什么是错的。
Balaam actually knew the God's principles, and he knew what's wrong and what's right.
但是他为了要得到利益最后他就用设了这个计谋，让神的百姓在这两件事情犯罪，被神击杀。
And but because he was aiming for profit, he have set up a scheme to deceive the children of Israel, so they would do these two sins, and in the end they were killed.
所以这个祭拜偶像跟这个犯奸淫这样一个错误，在当时候就被称作。巴兰的教训。
And so things like eating food sacrificed to idol and commit sexual immorality, these are called the doctrine of Balaam.
那也是巴兰走的路。
And it's also a Balaam's way.
那使徒约翰在写启示录的时候，你看特别神提出来这个巴兰他当时犯的错误。
And so in the book of Revelation that written by John.God also especially mentioned this sin that committed by Balaam.
这离当时候使徒约翰在写信的时候，已经是一千多年前的事情了。
And it was a thousand of years ago when John first wrote this book.
那表示说，你看这一千多年来你看这他的这个路线，他所讲的这些教训让多少人跌倒了。
And so you can see that in a thousand years, how many were he has called to stumble and fall along the way with this teaching.
那这里圣灵特别提出来说要小心。
Here the Spirit especially remind us to be careful.
所以呢，我们今天下午呢，就来看看这个巴兰所走过的路。
And so this afternoon, we would like to look back at the way that Balaam has walked.
好好的去想一想看。
And we ponder upon it carefully.
才不会走上跟他同样的道路。
What should we do so that we would not walk on the same way as Balaam?
所以我们要常常谨慎自守，就是说要常常去反省我们现在到底走在什么路上。
We must always be alert and watchful and to think and examine ourselves what way are we walking on right now.
我们一定要很肯定的是我们现在走在跟随主的路上。
We have to be very certain that we are walking on the way of Christ, that we are following Christ.
你看，我们来看啊，民数记第二十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 22.
来啊，从民数记二十二章来谈几个问题。
And we'll look at a few points from Numbers 22.
让我们可以小心的哈。
So that we can be careful.
不会啊，跟着巴兰走在这个走在他屁股后面。
And we will not.
我们还不知道。
And we will not be unknowingly walk behind Balaam.
那时候，如果我们最后不能得救灭亡了，才去说是巴兰害我的，那就太慢了。
And it was probably too late by the time we were almost destroyed that we say that we were deceived by Balaam.
民数记二十二章就提到巴兰他这里的背景了。
And in Numbers 22, it talks about the background of Balaam.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
他差遣使者往大河边的庇夺去，到比尔的儿子巴兰本乡那里，召巴兰来说，有一宗民从埃及出来，遮满地面，与我对居。
5. Then he sent messengers to Balaam the son of Beor at Pethor, which near the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, Look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are settling next to me.
这个是这个摩押王哈，摩押王巴勒哈，那他特别派使者到大河边哈，其实就是在幼发拉底河旁边那个庇夺这个地方，在。也就是说，其实他住在很远的地方的。
And so King Balak of Moabit have sent a messenger to Balaam. He lived by the river Euphrates in Pethor, which is quite far away.
那是为什么特别找他？因为他有一个名声。
Why did they look for him? Because he had his reputation.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这个王的信息是说，因为我知道。你为谁祝福，谁就得福；你咒诅谁，谁就受咒诅了。
Because the king said that I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed.
那表示说，那个当时候很多人都知道巴兰这个人物，他的嘴巴所讲的话很灵啊！哈。
And so we know that a lot of people know that whatever comes out of the words of Balaam is very effective.
那这是为什么？耶稣雅记里面特别说他是术士。
That's why in Joshua it called him a soothsayer.
那其实这个就是他的一个特殊的能力，他有一个属灵里面的一个特殊的特殊的是别人没有的啦。
And so he has this special trait that you would not find in ordinary people.
在那个时代在那个因为巴兰的时代，距离现在应该差不多3400年左右了。
And so at the time of Balaam to now, it probably was about 3,000 years.
那么久以前，其实神的律法也刚刚颁布给以色列百姓而已。
And so that was that long ago, and the law of the God was probably the commandments of God is probably just being sent to the people.
所以在以色列百姓他们出埃及之前，其实神也用过了许多人，非以色列人去讲他的信息的。
And so before the Israelites came out of Egypt, God have already used non-Israelites to convey His messages.
所以神要教导世人的，或者神给拣选某一些特别人来做神的工作。
And so God will choose some people to deliver His messages.
显然，你看巴兰他这里祝福咒诅之所以有效，也是因为。有神的工作。
And we can see here, for Balaam's curse or blessings to be effective, it is also the work of God.
那当时候，你看这个王，特别拿了那个这个挂金，就是拿了礼物，带很贵重的这个钱财，要去请巴兰出来咒诅以色列民的。
So the king had have give him a lot of gifts and precious things to try to invite him to come and curse the Israelites.
好，那现在巴兰呢？他现在面对这一批那个使者哈，跟他们说哈，你们今天晚上在这里住，那我照神所晓谕我的报告你们啊。
And so Balaam said to them, "Lodge here tonight, and I will bring back word of God to you."
那第九节哈，当天晚上，神就临到巴兰那里说，在你这里人是谁呀？
Then God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?"
那这个时候，其实，在圣经里面第九节特别用神这个字眼呢，啊，特别用神呢。
And verse 9, it used the word God.
他跟以色列百姓他们当时候传统用的那个耶和华这个名字哈，这个字眼不一样的。
And this God here in original text is different than the Yahweh, which is the word that the Israelites used to address God.
哦，因为当时候神特别宣告说我的名字哈，当时我们中文圣经用耶和华这个字眼来称神的名呢。
And so they would use the word Jehovah to refer to God.
可是这个在民数记这个地方特别用神。
But in Numbers chapter 9, they use a specific word God.
那表示对巴兰来说，他可能不会认为这位神是唯一的。
And so to Balaam, this God, he might not regard this God as the one God.
但是现在巴兰所要做的事情跟以色列百姓是有关系的。
But what he's about to do is related to the Israelites.
所以这个时候，这位神亲自来临到他，神自己来找他了。
So at this point, God has appeared to him personally.
好，然后就故意问他说：“哎，这些人是谁啊？”
And God intentionally asked him, "Who are these men with you?"
好，这个好像你看巴兰他就跟神对话。
And so Balaam was talking to God.
然后巴兰就跟神说：“啊，这个就是那个巴勒王派来的人跟我说，哦，我要去做主这些从埃及出来的这一群民呢。”
So he told God that these are the messengers sent by King Balak for him to go to Egypt and curse the Israelites.
其实神当时候跟巴兰问说：“在你这里的人是谁呢？都是谁呢？”这句话。有什么含义呢？
And so what is the meaning of God asking him, "Who are these men with you?"
其实言下之意就是说，这些人根本不应该住下来，你竟然把他们留下来。
And so in another way, God was trying to say that these are not the people you should ask to spend the night here or stay with him.
好了，现在神直接说第十二节。
And so verse 12, God said to him,
你不可以同他们去。也不可以咒诅那民，因为那民是蒙福的。
You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed.
神当时候都没有特别跟巴兰说那民是谁啊？是什么的民呢？哈。
So God did not specify what kind of people they are.
他因为那个巴勒派人的使者哈，他只是说有一宗民从埃及出来，遍满地面，哦，很厉害。
And so the messengers that were sent by Balak only mentioned that there are these people who came from Egypt. They cover the face of the earth, and they are very good.
因为这个巴勒哈，这个巴勒王他知道靠他自己是没有办法胜过以色列民的。
So Balak, king of Moab, knew that by his own strength he would not be able to win against the Israelites.
他现在想要借着巴兰这个特殊的能力来帮助他得胜，能够。把这一群民把他赶走。
So he wanted to ask Balaam for assistance for his curse, so that he could drive out the people.
神当时候没有跟他说这群是我的，你不要碰。
And God at this point did not tell Balaam that these people are mine and you cannot touch them.
神只是跟他说你不可以跟他们去，你也不可以咒诅那这群人。
God only told him you cannot go with them and you cannot curse these people.
然后就说那一民是蒙福的。
And he also said these people are blessed.
好了，那神就直接讲了，答案就出来了。所以，你看巴兰他就跟这些使者说，神说我不可以去，
and、
你们自己回去吧。
So verse 13, Balaam had told the messengers, God has refused to give me permission, so you should go back to your land.
哦，所以这个使者呢就回去报告了。
And so the messenger went back and reported to Balak.
这个是一个路程，所以我们现在圣经看好像、哦、他去就回来，其实要经过很久了啦。
And、as we read it, we might think that this is happened very fast, but indeed they have to travel far.
他们从那个死海的东南边这个摩押地、哦、要走到大河边毕罗那边、哦、是几百公里的路程呢。
And for them to walk from the land of Moab all the way to Petor, where Balaam is very far.
所以每一趟路都是很远的。
So each trip is actually quite a distance.
所以现在这一群使者、啊、他们、啊、没有办法达成任务，他们空手回来。
So these messengers failed their missions and they came empty-handed.
现在巴勒不死心，第二次再派更多的使者带更多礼物到巴兰这里来。
But Balak did not give up. The second time, he sent even more messengers and more gifts to Balaam.
所以十五节就说那个使者又多又尊贵的。
And so, verse 15 said he sent messengers more numerous and more honorable.
然后带回来一个信息说，求你不容什么事情拦阻你不到我这里来。
And verse 16 said, please let nothing hinder you from coming to me.
十七节说，因为我必使你得极大的尊荣，你向我要什么，我就给你什么。只求你来为我做主证明。
For I will certainly honor you greatly, and I will do whatever you say to me. Therefore, please come, curse these people for me.
所以这个时候，巴勒所给他的、给巴兰的信息是很直截了当的说，我可以让你得到很大的尊荣。
And so Balak has sent a very straight message to Balaam and say, I can give you all the glory.
你要什么我就给你什么。
Whatever you want, I will give it to you.
哦，那这个时候你看巴兰他就直接回答这些使臣了哈。
And so Balaam answered the messengers.
他说巴勒就是将他满屋的金银给我，我行大事小事也不可以越过主我神的命了。
Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more.
因为这个本来就是第一次神跟他讲话的重点呢、啊。
And so these are the point when God talked to him in the first place.
不可以去。
He should not go.
不可以咒诅。
He cannot curse them.
这些民是蒙福的，所以你不可以讲坏话。
These people are blessed, so you cannot curse them.
所以他现在知道说，哎，这位神给他下一个命令，他要遵守了。
And so he knew that when God gave him a command, he must obey.
可是现在这一群人带来的是更多的礼物了。
But now these people came back, but even more gifts.
而且更大的应许。
And even a greater promise to him.
他们来了一定是先让巴兰知道说他们带什么东西来啊。
And when they came, they probably first show him all the gifts they brought with them.
他们并不是说你这个工作完成之后哈，到时候这个礼物再拿出来。
They did not say that you have to finish the job first and then we'll give you all these gifts.
你看现在的人有时候不守信用，有时候钱收一收就不见了，就工作不做就跑掉了。
Nowadays, some people might not be very trustable. They take your money and they will never finish the work.
所以通常我们要做一个什么事情都先讲好，你做完之后钱再给你嘛。
So in whatever we want to do, we first said to them, you first finish the job, then I will pay you later.
可是这件事情对巴兰来说，一定是先让他动心说，你如果做完什么，给你什么东西，要给他先看的。
But in Balaam's case, they will try to convince him, so they will show him all the gifts and promise him that he'll receive all the glory once he finished the job.
因为对这些使者来说，巴兰他有一个特殊的身份，就是他是有权柄的。祝福咒诅会有效的。
And so to the messengers, Balaam is someone special whose curse and blessings are very effective.
他们都知道说这个巴兰是做先知这个角色。
He knew that Balaam's, they knew that Balaam was a prophet.
所以通常他们要去求问先知的时候，都会事先带礼物去，一定会带这个礼物来答谢这个先知。
And so before they went to see a prophet, normally they would bring a gift to as a thanks for the prophet.
现在这个巴兰呢？那接下去第十九节说
，And next, in verse 19,
他说：“不过现在哈，我请你们今天晚上在这里住宿，等我得知神还要对我说什么话。
”Now, therefore, please you also stay here tonight that I might know what more the Lord will say to me.
他想要再问神说：“哎，这些人叫我去，我可不可以去的？”
So he want to ask God again that whether or not he can go with this man.
因为他想说神还要对我说什么吗？
Because he was thinking that there's probably more that the Lord would say to him.
因为其实这个时候，巴兰他的心已经动了。
And we can see that at this point, our balance was already swayed.
他看到这么多礼物。
He saw that they brought so many gifts.
这个王又讲了这么开了这么大的支票。
And the king had given him such great promise.
他当时候其实是期待说神能够允许他让他可以去。
And he hoped that God will allow him to go.
二十节说当夜当天晚上神就临到巴兰那里。
And that night, God came to Balaam.
这些人若来招你，你就起来跟他们去。你只要遵行我对你所说的话。
And God came to Balaam and said, "If the men come to call you, rise and go with them. But only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do."
那这里，你看二十节，神说哈，你去哈，但是要遵行我对你所说的话，就是说，我要你说什么，你就说什么了。
And so here God said that he can go, but he needs to only speak the word that God told him.
啊，神说过的话在第十二节已经讲了，神是说你不可以咒诅百姓。
And in verse 12, God already mentioned that he shall not curse the people.
从这个地方我们就看到，当时候巴兰哦，其实他已经生出了那种贪财的心了。
And here we can already see that Balaam is starting to get greedy.
因为神他不会是出尔反尔的，他不会今天讲一件这样子，明天又讲不同的方法。
Because God will not take back His word, He will not say one thing today and change to another the next day.
神说话不会后悔的啦。
God will not regret His words.
我们看第民数记二十三章的第十九节。
Let's turn to Numbers 23, verse 19.
二十三章十九节。
Verse 19.
神非人啊，必不至说谎，也非人子，必不至后悔。他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不要成就呢？
God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good?
这个在强调说神是信实的。
Here it emphasizes that God is faithful.
神的命令是是绝对的。
God's command is absolute.
神的命令不会说现在下了一道命令之后要修改，说再修正一下，之前有瑕疵不完美。
And God will not give you a command and later on revise it. It says the first one is not complete or perfect.
不会，神说出的话就会成就，然后就照着神所讲的。
Whatever God said will be fulfilled, and it will fulfill according to what God said.
哦，这个就是神跟人不一样，神一定想得很周到的了。
So that is the difference between God and man.
所以其实你看巴兰他作为一个术士，他很了解神的这个特质。
So Balaam as a diviner, he knew very well this character of God.
可是他当时候跟那个这些使者说哈，我再问问看神还要跟我说什么，表示说他想说，如果神允许他去的话，他就可以得到好处了。
And yet he told the messengers that let me see what more God will say. That is to say that if God allows him to do to go with them, and he will gain a lot of profit.
神也真的知道巴兰在想什么。
And God also knew what Balaam was thinking.
所以就跟他说，那如果他们招你去，你就去的嘛，你跟他们去吧。
And so he said to Balaam that if they ask you to go, then go with them.
因为这个时候叫巴兰不要去。好像已经没有用了，他已经心都跟着去了。
It seems it's useless at this point to tell him not to go because he already decided.
好，所以神只给他一个条件说，你只能够遵行我对你说的话。
But God gave him a condition that you only speak the word that I speak to you.
好，那真的你看早晨起来了，巴兰就背上驴了，跟这个摩押的使者就一起去了。
Verse 21, so Balaam rose in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab.
第二十二节就说神因为他去就发怒了，神的使者站在路上抵挡他，他骑着驴，有两个仆人跟随他。
22, then God's anger was aroused because he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as an adversary against him, and he was riding on his donkey.
所以现在在这条路，从毕铎要来到巴勒摩押平原这条路上呢，是这个使者走在先， 巴兰骑驴子跟他两个仆人跟在后的。
And so on their way from Pethor, Balaam's homeland, to the land of Moab, the messengers will ride in the front, and Balaam and his two servants follow with his donkey behind.
可是这个时候，神的使者出现，他说神是发怒。
But now the angel of the Lord appeared, and he says that God was angry.
神的发怒事实上是因为巴兰的本身，他的心已经偏向这些不义的财。
And God was angry because Balaam's in his heart he was already tend to go with his greediness for gifts.
这个时候的巴兰，他看中的已经是这些利益，而不是神的吩咐了。
What Balaam's deem more important at this point are all the benefits and profits and not God.
现在这个神的使者呢，他说在路上抵挡他，手上拿一把刀了。
So the angel of the Lord was standing in his way, and there's a sword on his hand.
挡在路上。
And he was in his way.
他说这个驴哈，驴看到这个使者哈，所以他就从这个路上转到田间里面去，就是绕道啊，免得被这个使者的刀杀了。
And so the donkey saw the angels who were standing in the way.And so the donkey turned aside out into the field.
第一次，现在巴兰就打驴，因为巴兰不知道前面有这个天使哈，一把刀在前面等着他。
Balaam struck the donkey because he did not know that the angels of the Lord was there with the sword.
好，路继续走啊。第二十四节说，现在这个使者挡在这个葡萄园的窄路上。
And so they continue on, and then verse 24 said, the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards.
二十五节，驴又看见了。
Then in verse 24, the donkey again saw that.
所以驴又这样子闪过去啊，结果这次巴兰又打驴，第二次打他。
And then the donkey puts herself against the wall, and that's why Balaam struck the donkey again.
接下去第三次，第二十六节哈。
Third time in verse 26.
现在来到一个窄的地方，没有地方躲了。
Then so they were in a narrow place where there was no way to turn.
二十七节，驴看见神的使者，他就卧在巴兰的底下，就不走。
And 27, and when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam.
那这个时候，你看巴兰就发怒，用杖打驴。
And so Balaam was angry. He arose and struck the donkey with his staff.
他表示这次这个那个巴兰打驴子哈，又打得特别严重。他这个已经不是就说这样随便打一下而已了。
And so by now he was very serious in striking the donkey.
那而且是发怒的。
And he was in anger.
那这个时候第二十八节特别说神叫驴开口。
And 28 here it says the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey.
对巴兰说，我向你行了什么事？你竟然打我这三次呢
？What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times？
这个驴子突然会用人的话跟他对谈呢、啊、
？And so this donkey started to talk to Balaam.
哦，这是一个很有趣的画面的。
Is actually a pretty interesting picture.
现在驴子卧，它是躺下来了，它不走了。
And so the donkey eventually lay down and refused to move.
那现在巴兰就打他哈。
Balaam struck the donkey.
现在显然是驴开口就对着他讲话了。
And now the donkey have opened her mouth and speak to him.
你为什么打我
？Why did you struck me？
如果是我们的话，我们看到驴子开口讲话，我们不是？就昏倒在地嘛。
If we were in his shoes, we're probably fainting by now seeing a donkey that speaks.
对不对？驴子突然会开口讲话，
because,
因为是神要他讲话。
Because the donkey was able to speak because God had opened her mouth.
但是这个时候，那个巴兰觉得好像没有什么异样啊，他就跟巴兰那个，你看巴兰对驴说，巴兰跟驴讲话。
And but Balaam didn't seem to think this is strange because verse 29 is Balaam actually speak to the donkey.
你戏弄我，对不对
？Because you have abused me.
我恨不得手中有刀把你杀了。
I wish there were a sword in my hand so I would kill you.
你看，这个时候这个巴兰讲起话来好像小朋友一样。
And here Balaam sounds very childish.
那反过来是这个驴哦，这倒是非常非常成熟了。
On the contrary, the donkey seems to be very mature.
这个驴对巴兰说，我从小被你养大，我从来有这样向你行过吗？
So the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I became yours to this day?"
对啊，巴兰说没有啊。想想还是真的没有，这驴是很听话的驴。
Was I ever disposed to do, to do this to you? And he said no.
这是为什么？巴兰他是一个术士。
And that's why Balaam is a diviner.
显然他看到一些很特殊的情况的时候，他已经自然，他不会觉得很惊讶。
Even things that are very not ordinary, he sees it at very. He's very naturally calm, and he did not think it was very strange.
表示说他对这些灵异的事情，他好像有经验，他觉得这个好像没有什么特别。
And he has experience in spiritual realms, and he did not think that what happened was very special.
但是我想这个动物开口讲人话，这个真的是在圣经里面只有两次而已。
And but for an animal to start speaking in man's language, there's only two recording of this in the Bible.
第一个就是那个蛇跟夏娃讲话嘛。
And the first one is when the serpent was talking to Eve.
那第二次就是驴子跟巴兰对话。
And the second time is this conversation between donkey and Balaam.
是神叫驴讲话的。
Because God have told the donkey to speak.
所以你看人类历史里面就巴兰这么特别。
And in man's history, this only happened to Balaam.
他说，巴兰，这个驴讲话的时候，不知道是什么样的声调。驴讲话通常是声音低沉的。
And I don't know what tone this donkey will have. Probably pretty low tone.
哦，那讲起话来不知道好不好听呢
？Whether his her voice was nice or not.
不过当时候是在骂巴兰的。
But at the time, she was scolding Balaam.
那这个时候，你看第31节，他特别说，神就使巴兰的眼目明亮了。
31 said, "Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes."
他才看到说，原来这个使者拿着刀站在路上。
And he saw that the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword.
这个时候，你看他说，巴兰就低头俯伏在地了。
Then Balaam bowed his head and fell flat on his face.
这个时候，巴兰才恍然大悟。
And so here he was really shocked.
所以显然，巴兰他走在这条路上，他真的是眼睛瞎的人。
And so, even though Balaam was walking on this way all along, but he was really blinded.
是这个驴救了他的。
This donkey actually saved him.
所以这个天使就跟他提醒。
So the angel of the Lord said to him,
如果不是驴来救你，你早就被我杀了。
If not for this donkey, you would have, I would have killed you already.
那我准备把你杀了，是留驴子 活命而已啊。
And I did not kill you so far because of this donkey.
那时候，这个使者跟巴兰说，在第32节说，你所行的在我面前是偏僻的。
And verse 32 is the angel said, "Your way is perverse before me."
也就是说，你所做的事是很荒谬的。
And whatever he was doing was very wrong.
就是说，你怎么可以跟他们一起来？
How could you come along with the messengers of God?
你怎么会脑筋里面只有想到那些礼物、那些财呢
？How could you only thinking of the benefits and the profits?
你怎么把神的那个话跟你讲的命令都把它套在背后呢
？How could you just set aside the words of the Lord?
那时候，你看这个巴兰突然醒悟了。
And here, Balaam all of a sudden.
34节他就说：“那我有罪了，我不知道你正在路上抵挡我。你若不喜欢我去，我就回去了。”
34, I have sinned, for I did not know you stood in the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displease you, I will turn back.
那这个时候，你看第35节，神的使者跟巴兰说：“你同这些人去吧，你只要说我对你说的话。”于是巴兰就同着巴勒的使者去了。
Then the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the man, but only the word that I speak to you that you shall speak." So Balaam went with the princes of Balak.
其实我们再看这里这个使者这个神的使者手上拿着刀，这个到底是谁啊
？And so we see here this angel of the Lord with a sword on his hand. Who is this?
其实这个是神本身的。
This is God himself.
在旧约圣经一直都是用这个神的使者来代替的。
The Old Testament they all use the term angel of the Lord.
因为第35节这个使者跟巴兰说的话是说，你只要说我对你说的话。
And verse 34, the angel of the Lord said, only speak the word that I speak to you.
好，那到了第二十三章以后哈。
In chapter 23.
好，那圣经二十三章的第四节哈，就是他开始要去要去对以色列百姓讲话的时候，特别讲神迎见巴兰。
And in 23 verse 4, before Balaam went to talk to the people, it says here God had came to meet Balaam.
23章第五节，神把话传给巴兰，就是神把他的话放在巴兰的口中。
Chapter 23 verse 5, then the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth.
所以我们就看到，其实这里神的使者，然后到其实神本身站在路上要挡他的。
So here we can see that this angel of the Lord with sword, this is God himself standing in his way.
所以当时候你看那个巴兰他所走的这条路。
And so if we see the way that Balaam had walked on.
他这条路其实是神在给他设下很多障碍要他回转的。
And so God had actually put a lot of obstacles on his way so that he can return.
神不要他去。
God did not want him to go.
可是巴兰他就是执意要去。
But Balaam actually insisted on going.
所以我们就看到一个人，他如果贪爱钱财，
and we can see that if a person is greedy over rich,
他最后一定是变成心眼是瞎的人。
And at the end, he will become a person who is spiritually blinded.
他真的是比不上一头驴了。
He's probably not even comparable to a donkey.
那个驴还很聪明。
A donkey was even pretty intelligent. He can think.
他还会跟这个巴兰说：“我以前有这样做吗？”
And she can even ask Balaam, "Have I ever done this to you before?"
但是现在巴兰，我们他当时候的那种心情，就像我们一般俗语说的“财迷心窍”了。
And so here we can see that Balaam was actually blinded by all the gifts and profits.
因为想要贪财的那个意念啊，让他整个心就这样。都看不清楚什么是真正神要的事的。
And because of his greediness over all the profits and benefits, his heart was blinded by this, and he wasn't able to see clearly on God's word.
本来一个聪明人就被愚昧人了。
He was originally an intelligent person, but now he's become a foolish man.
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to First Timothy, chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
第九节
，Verse 9，
提摩太前书六章九节，但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
Verse 9, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition.
第十节说，贪财是万恶之根啊！有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己吃透了。
Verse 10, for the love of money is root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
这条贪财的路是世人一般都在走的。
And this way that full of greed for money is the way that many were walking on.
那这条路其实也就是顺服自己私欲的路。
And this is also the way which a lot will indulge in their own desires.
最后就是以下灭亡。
But at the end, this road will lead to destruction.
那当时候你看巴兰啊，他的整个表现，你看连那只驴都不如了。
And you can see that all the things that Balaam has done, he's not even comparable to the donkey.
神已经早就跟他说，你不要去，不要咒诅这个民，因为这一民是蒙福的。
God originally had told him in the beginning that do not go and do not curse the people because these people are blessed.
可是他不听。
But he did not listen.
因为看到这么多财物。
Because he saw he had so many riches.
可是人家那个驴哈，人家神叫他做什么，他要做什么。
But the donkey, whatever people tell it to do, it will do.
神叫他开口讲话，他就说了。
And when God told the donkey to open her mouth and speak, she does.
那所以我们今天在这个奔跑天国路上，我们要小心。
And so today on our way to the heavenly kingdom, we must be very careful.
因为有时候我们会受到这个环境的引诱的。
Sometimes we'll be tempted and enticed by our environment.
哦，今天这个社会 资讯很方便。
And today, the communication seems to be very convenient for us.
很多时候我们会听到哦，别人怎么样，哪个地方要发生什么事情。
Sometimes we hear what happened to people or incidents that happen in various places very fast.
有一些消息会吸引我们的目光的。
And some news will attract our attention.
我们就看到哦，某某怎样怎样，他们都怎样，都没事啊，都很好啊。
And then we know that certain people do certain things, but yet they still live very well. Nothing happened to them.
到最后都会引出我们一个心，会改变我们一个心呢。
And at the end, it will change our heart.
就会觉得说，神的命令真的需要这样子吗？
And then we will start to think, do God's command really have to be this way?
难道神他这么绝对都不讲理吗？
Will God be so strict and will he listen to no reason?
我们有时候都会想说，神应该会体谅我的苦境，他会原谅我做什么事。
Sometimes we think that God will be very understanding and he will understand our weakness.
但其实那是因为我们被环境诱惑了。
And that is probably because we have been enticed by our surroundings.
因为现在越来越多的讲法是说神是爱啊。
Because a lot of people nowadays talk about how God is love.
神会原谅赦免我们人呢、啊。
God is the God who will forgive us and forget us.
所以圣经讲的话当作参考就好了。
And so
不要把它多当真啊。
The words of the Bible we should just keep as reference.
有些人读圣经是选择性的读的。
And some people take reading the Bible as optional.
但是我们今天对圣经的看法其实跟很多基督徒不一样的。
But in reality, our view of the Bible is different than many of the Christians.
我们相信这本圣经是神的话语。
We believe the Bible is the words of God.
这一本圣经里面有很多内容。
In the Bible, there's a lot of content.
这里很多内容都是神跟我们讲话的。
And all these contents is the words of God
speaking to us. 得到救恩的智慧。
It's full of the wisdom so that we can receive salvation.
让我们可以真的成全完备，能够行各样的善事。
So that we can equip ourselves and be prepared and do all good.
那真的可以成为完全，能够领受神应许的天国的永生的。
To make us perfect, so we can enter into a heavenly kingdom and receive eternal life.
所以里面的每一件事情都是神跟我们讲话。
So everything recorded in the Bible is God speaking to us.
所以我们相信圣经里面所讲的每一个道理。
So we believe in the truth speaking in the Bible.
我们接受它。
We receive it.
所以我们把圣经当作是我们生活唯一的标准。
And we took the Bible as our only principle in our life.
所以我们看到圣经里面谈到这个像巴兰他走在这条贪财的路上。
And so in the Bible, we see that how Balaam has walked into this road of greed.
我们也看到了他的结果。
And we also see how he ended up.
我们就相信，如果我们走同样路，一定是同样结果。
Therefore, we must believe that if we walk on the same way as Balaam, we will have the same ending.
我们不会用其他的圣经章节去说不会啊，神如果是爱的话，他怎么会忍心看着他的爱的人受苦，然后在地狱里面受刑罚呢？
And we will not use other Bible verse to disprove and say, no, God is love. How could he bear to see his beloved suffering in hell?
所以有的基督徒他不相信圣经里面说有地狱这个事情的。
And so some Christian might not believe that there is hell.
可是圣经里面是明明记载这样的人走路是走入灭亡啊，败坏啊。
But the Bible clearly recorded that this person have walked on this way and he have walked into destruction.
所以我们对圣经的看法是我们相信这全是神的话语，所以圣经所讲的我们一定全部都接受的。
So our point of view of the Bible is that it records God's words and everything in it is true.
我们不能够从圣经里面去找到啊，这个部分是我相信我可以接受我做，那这个方面我觉得不会这样子，所以我不相信，我不要做。
We cannot say that only this part of the Bible I believe in and I will do accordingly, but this other part I don't believe in it and I will not do the same.
我们对圣经的方式是一定全然接受。
And to the Bible we believe in its entirety.
我们一定要有一个观念，就是这个圣经，我们如果不是全部接受，不然就是我们都不要看，不要接受。
And so towards the Bible, either we accept it entirely or we did not.
是不能够从里面去选择我想要的部分而已。
We cannot just pick and choose the part where we want to believe in.
那所以今天圣经里面他讲的这个道理。
And so in the Bible, it talk about this truth.
你看巴兰他走这条路。
Balaam walk on this way.
神就是不喜悦的。
which is the way that God was not pleasing.
其实巴兰自己他自己眼睛没有看到神。没有开他的眼睛的时候，他真的不知道路上充满危险。
So before God opened his eyes, he did not know that this way is full of dangers.
啊，如果不是神怜悯他，他早就灭亡了。
Unless, and if it's not because God had mercy on him, he would have been destroyed much earlier.
你看，当我们都以为说啊，是驴救了他啊，是当然圣经是这样写啊。
And the Bible and said that the donkey saved him.
哦，他说，哦，他说。第三十三节，如果不是驴偏过去我就把你杀了嘛。
He said, "Has not the donkey turned away? I would have killed you."
那表示是神容忍让那驴这样偏过去啊。
And so that means that God had allowed the donkey to turn away.
神还是留一个机会给巴兰呢。
God still give Balaam a chance.
到最后打开他的眼睛，让他看到事实是这样子。
At the end, God opened his eyes, so he was able to see.
所以我们有可能会走在一条路上，是我们真的是心眼瞎的时候。
And so it's very possible for us to walk on our way, when we are being blinded.
我们不知道是危险。
We did not know danger.
但其实最后是会灭亡。
But at the end, this road will lead us to destruction.
那我们有时候走到好像没事啊。
But sometimes when we are walking on it, everything seems fine.
我们碰到这当中可能碰到一些障碍，
we might,
不如意的事。
We might encounter some obstacles, things that are not smooth.
其实是神的宽容。
But that was actually God's generosity.
神留给我们一个机会。
God gave us opportunities.
让我们可以再转回来走神要走的路。
So that we can turn back and walk on God's way.
所以如果神看我们的眼睛，我们就知道。问题在哪里？
So if God opened our eyes, then we can see where the problem lies.
所以我们在这条天国路上，我们一定要时常祷告求神。
So in our way to heaven, we often have to pray to ask God.
注意这个世界上对我们的引诱。
And we must be careful and pay attention to the enticement of this world.
今天这个世界上的引诱绝对离不开钱财诱惑。
And today, all the enticement of this world were tied to either richness or desires.
绝对离不开这个肉体的情欲，这个淫乱的事情。
It would not be far away from the lust or our desires and or our greed for more.
也离不开这个内心的这个人性的骄傲。
And also, it will also be related to our pride.
那这些迷惑，我们一定要求主耶稣基督打开我们的眼睛，让我们看得清楚。
And we have to ask God to open our eyes so we can see clearly all these temptations.
我们看到其实真的是充满危险的。
And so that we can see that our road is full of danger.
看到神实际上是不喜悦的。
And we can be able to see what God was not pleased.
那我们可以及时转回。
So that we can seize the time and turn back to God.
让我们可以转回到神要我们走的路线。
And so we can turn back to the way which God wants us to walk on.
最后能够进入永生里。
And at the end, we're able to enter eternal life.
能够真的成为蒙福的人。
We can truly become one that is blessed.
我们今天就是神所说的那是属于那一群蒙福的百姓。
And today we are the people that is blessed.
这是神从世界当中所特别分别出来的一群人。
We are the people that God have especially set aside.
是神要跟我们同在的。
And God will abide with us.
是神要赐给我们力量的。
God will give us power, strength.
是我们特别蒙神保守的一群人。
And we are the people that God protect and watch over.
让我们都不要再走上巴兰这条路。
And so let us not walk on the way of Balaam.
一起来领受神他的特别应许。
Let us come, receive the blessing of God together.
求主耶稣带领我们。
May God bless us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.